Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Love's Way by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1918. Walt Whitman looked upon everything in nature as a message to humanity from the infinite. He says, "To me, converging objects of the universe perpetually flow. All are written to me, and I must get what the writing means. Did you ever think that every flower, every tree, every ray of sunshine, every beautiful landscape is really a loving message, a letter from God to us, his children? If we could only read his handwriting in the rocks, in the fields, in the flowers, in the stars, in the moon, in the clouds, in the sunset, in all his handiwork, what joy would be brought into our lives." Whitman urged people to learn to read God's handwriting by going direct to the fountainhead and studying and interpreting his messages for themselves. This is the only way to get their full meaning. Books and teachers open the door to knowledge concerning the infinite wisdom and beauty of nature and her laws, but only by intimate and loving personal communion with nature can we read and understand God's messages written on every leaf of her great book. Stop this day and night with me, and you shall possess the origin of all poems. You shall no longer take things at second or third hand, nor look through the eyes of the dead, nor feed on the specters in books. You shall listen to all sides and filter them for yourselves. The Creator has so fashioned us that we get our greatest happiness in finding Him in His creations. Nature is packed, saturated with things which are calculated to make every living creature happy. They were made for our use and enjoyment. They give pleasure to every sense through which pleasure can be communicated: the sense of sight, of sound, of smell, of taste, of touch. Every avenue to the brain opens up a new source of enjoyment. Why is it that every normal person loves flowers? Simply because the same power that created us made the flowers to fit our nature, to give us pleasure, to delight our senses. All things are made on a marvelous divine plan that fits each for a special purpose. There are no unrelated things in the universe. Everyone bears a relation to all other creations, and to the seeing eye, the understanding mind, God is manifest in all. A friend once surprised Ralph Waldo Emerson out in the fields and overheard him exclaim, "God, God, all is God." If every human being could thus see God in every natural object, every day and every moment of their life, what a joy living would be. We would each be able to say with Emerson, "That which befits us, embraced in wonder and beauty as we are, is cheerfulness and courage, and the endeavor to realize our aspirations." Shall not the heart which has received so much trust the power by which it lives? May it not quit other enticements and listen to the soul that has guided it so gently and taught it so much, secure that the future will be worthy of the past? It is a pity that we allow the sordid side of life, our grasping, greedy motives and efforts to obscure God's handwriting, to cover up the beautiful things, the finer things, the things that are worthwhile, that we spend the greater part of our time struggling for non-essentials, while we neglect the essentials, the things of real worth, the things that make true happiness. We cannot have the right attitude toward life. We cannot understand its meaning until we have learned to see God in all His creations, in the grass, the trees, the flowers, the mountains, the seas, the hills, the valleys, the clouds, the sunsets and sunrises. Yet many of us go through life without once enjoying the beauties spread out before us, without ever reading one of the glorious epistles that come to us from our Creator in every opening leaf and budding flower, in every shrub, in every tree, in every spear of grass. These beautiful epistles are telling us how God loves His children, but we do not get their message because we have never learned to read them. We are in the position of a person traveling through the Yosemite Valley, through Yellowstone Park, and all through the most beautiful parks of California blindfolded. We have eyes but cannot see, and what we do not see we cannot know or understand. It is a curious thing that our educators should lay such stress upon reading the works of the, quote, great authors, but pay practically no attention whatever to the reading of the greatest author's works. Little pains are taken to teach our youth to read God's works, to study the miracles that are everywhere being performed in nature's laboratory. But the study of foreign languages and the analysis of classic writers form an important part of our so-called higher education. No wonder it is so rare a thing to find a college graduate who can read God's letters in the flowers, the fruits, the vegetables, in the strata of the rocks, in the shining sand, in the crystal waters, in the sunbeam, in the formation of the earth, in everything. One of the best features of the old Gary system of education is that it brings the child into closer relation with nature than any of the others. It takes them outdoors, where they are brought nearer to the Creator and His works. There is nothing else which will call so much of the beautiful out of children as the inculcation of a love and appreciation of the wonderful works of God. We tell our children stories about wizards to interest and amuse them, but the magic and marvels of Harry Potter are dull and lifeless compared with the wizardry of nature, the miracles she is constantly working before our eyes. We should teach our children the process of these miracles in simple language that they can understand. And when they look at flowers or fruit, vegetables or cereals, or any natural objects, we should teach them to see the good back of them all, to see the Creator's love in providing them for our satisfaction and enjoyment. A little knowledge of nature would transform the world into a magic fairyland for our children. I knew of a great biologist who could hold a lecture hall full of grown students, spellbound during an entire lecture on a grain of sand or on a single scale of a fish. If we could show boys and girls the wonder and glory of a grain of sand, of a crystal, of every common object, how marvelously interesting it would make life for them. Training children to analyze natural objects and to see the divine purpose that backs them develops the imagination, the power of thinking clearly, and a feeling of awe and reverence for the omnipotent power that planned the universe. When we teach our children from the very start to see God in every plant, in every flower, in every tree, in every atom, in every molecule in the universe, life will possess a wonderful new meaning, a new joy for them. If you have never read a letter from God in nature, too transcendently lovely for description, you have not half lived. You are not an educated man or woman. When you can read God's letters to His children, you will see more in the weeds by the roadside, in the wild flowers, in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, than ever was written about them in all the books that were ever printed.
Woo!
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.